This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 15th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Suspected Al-Shabaab militants entered a school in northeastern Kenya on May 31st and shot a Christian schoolteacher to death. Morningstar News reports that the group kidnapped another Christian teacher as well as a Muslim teacher. The Muslim teacher attempted to defend the Christian teacher, but the militants said, quote, "We are going to teach you a lesson for protecting the infidels," unquote, and carried them both off. The militants also beat Muslims of Somali descent at the school for providing housing for Kenyan Christians. Please pray for these Christians to be strengthened in their faith and comforted in their losses. Romans 8, 35 and 37 reminds us, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Pastor Win Con Chin has been imprisoned in Vietnam since 2011 for Christian evangelism, after telling a visiting U.S. official on May 25th about his harsh treatment. Pastor Chin has since endured torture and solitary confinement. His wife Hong was herself tortured, beaten, and interrogated for 2 months at a police station, following a meeting she had with a U.S. delegation on religious freedom last year, reported UCA News. As various denominations head into apostasy on the issue of homosexuality, the Russian Orthodox Church has announced it is cutting off, quote, formal contacts, unquote, with the Protestant Church of France and the Church of Scotland over their abandonment of biblical sexuality. Dmitry Smirnov, a leader in the Russian Orthodox Church, said, quote, "The Russian Orthodox Church cannot support with its authority something that is just an iniquity from the biblical point of view," unquote. Smirnov also said those churches that believe these unnatural relations are morally acceptable have rejected Christianity and are, quote, "preparing themselves for the solemn reception of the Antichrist," unquote. In our view, the Church Universal needs more Dmitry Smirnovs. Paul writes in Ephesians 5:11, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." A fire broke out at London's 24-story Grenfell Tower yesterday morning. 12 people died and 79 were hospitalized. In a building with up to 600 residents, many were trapped inside the tower, screaming for help. One woman dropped her baby from the 10th floor. Amazingly, a man ran forward to catch the falling baby safely in his arms. The UK Supreme Court ruled recently to uphold an abortion ban, blocking the National Health Service in England from paying for the murder of the unborn for women traveling to Britain from Northern Ireland, according to Life News. The ruling came after a woman from Northern Ireland challenged the policy of not paying for abortions for women who are not residents in England. The number of women traveling to England from Northern Ireland for abortions has decreased over the last 10 years, with a 13% decrease in the past couple of years, according to the Department of Health in England and Wales. A gunman opened fire yesterday morning on members of Congress and their staffs while they were practicing for an annual charity baseball game in Alexandria, Virginia. The shooter fired up to 100 rounds from his M4 rifle, injuring 5 people, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. The congressman sustained a single rifle shot to the left hip. The bullet traveled across his pelvis, fracturing bones, injuring internal organs, and causing severe bleeding. 2 Capitol Police officers shot down the attacker, who died from his injuries. Without them, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said, quote, "It would have been a massacre," unquote. The shooter has been identified as 66-year-old James T. Hutchinson from Belleville, Illinois. South Carolina Congressman Jeff Duncan said,
I did have an interaction with someone in the parking lot who asked me if the team practicing was a Democrat or a Republican team. I told him they were Republicans. He said, okay, thanks, turned around. I got in the car and left, found out that my Republican colleagues were targeted by an active shooter today.
On March 22nd, Hodgkinson, who volunteered in Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign, posted the following on Facebook, quote, Trump is a traitor. Trump has destroyed our democracy. It's time to destroy Trump and company, unquote. President Trump visited Pewaukee, Wisconsin on Tuesday, touring Waukesha County Technical College along with his daughter Ivanka and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Trump said he and the governor were negotiating to bring in a, quote, major incredible manufacturer, unquote, to the state. Trump spoke on the economy as well, advocating for a better system of apprenticeship to connect workers with millions of available jobs. Wisconsin was the first state in the country to pass legislation creating apprenticeship programs in 1911. Now the state has over 11,000 people enrolled in apprenticeship programs. During a Senate confirmation hearing last week, Senator Bernie Sanders responded angrily after Russell Vought, the nominee for deputy director of the White House Office of Management and Budget, answered a question concerning his belief that salvation is found only in Jesus Christ.
You wrote, quote, Muslims do not simply have a deficient theology. They do not know God because they have rejected Jesus Christ, his son, and they stand condemned. End of quote. Do you believe that that statement is Islamophobic?
Absolutely not, Senator. I'm a Christian, and I believe in a Christian set of principles based on my faith. That post was to defend my alma mater, Wheaton College, a Christian school that has a statement of faith that includes the centrality of Jesus Christ for salvation.
I don't know how many Muslims there are in America. I really don't know. Probably a couple of million. Are you suggesting that all of those people stand condemned? What about Jews? They stand condemned too.
Senator, I'm a Christian.
I understand you are a Christian, but this country is made up of people who are not just. I understand that Christianity is the majority religion, but there are other people who have different religions in this country. In your judgment, do you think that people who are not Christians are going to be condemned?
Thank you for probing on that question. As a Christian, I believe that all individuals are made in the image of God and are worthy of dignity and respect, regardless of their religious beliefs.
I would simply say, Mr. Chairman, that this nominee is really not someone who is what this country is supposed to be about. I will vote no.
Now, over 50,000 people have signed a petition by the Family Research Council for Senator Sanders to apologize for his public attack on the Christian beliefs of Russell Vought. You can sign the petition in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Claire Hamming is a 14-year-old Worldview listener in Pawpaw, Michigan. She wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, I really enjoy the Worldview broadcast. I listen to it every day for my homeschool, and then I write about the subjects for each day. It's really nice to be able to hear about the current events from a Christian worldview. Unquote. Claire, I must confess that when I received your email and get others from young men and women like yourself, it makes all the time and effort of our team worthwhile. Keep studying hard. And thanks for making our Christian newscast a part of your learning experience. Our fundraising update in just a moment. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview, between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to help keep the Worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by Friday, June 23rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we're looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We still need to find 10 Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 20 listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year to hit the $20,000 goal. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, choose $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Unfortunately, in the last 24 hours, out of thousands of people who listen, only one person made a pledge to the Worldview. Thank you, Tanya, for your $20 per month gift. That brought us from $7,890 to $8,130. Let me issue a McManus challenge. Would you consider becoming one of just five listeners to pledge $25 per month, or one of two listeners to pledge $50 per month? That would bring us to $10,830 by my next newscast tomorrow morning, just over halfway toward our $20,000 goal. I need seven people to help us today. Don't put it off. Go to theworldview.com and click on Give right now. And that's The Worldview on this Thursday, June 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.